high rent is a big burden in many cities. Denver is no exception. A recent analysis shows half of the city's renters spend more than 30% of their paycheck on housing. City officials want to take action, but they're limited by a statewide ban on rent control. Colorado Public Radio's Sam Brash reports.
Denver City Councilman Paul Lopez took office in 2007, just before the Great Recession. He's watched the city go from housing bust to building boom. Now, he's worried about who that recovery benefits.
I see all these cranes in Denver's skyline, and I'd feel a lot better about those cranes if I knew that at 20 to 25, maybe 30% of those units were at an affordable and attainable level.
That kind of policy is known as inclusionary housing. A city says you can build if you help us create more affordable places to live. Not long after he took office, Lopez proposed a measure that required developers to add cheaper rental units to certain projects. And
I don't know how many lawyers told me you can't do that. I don't know how many policy people told me over and over again that we can't do that.
The reason is that Colorado bans local governments from regulating rents. Most states have similar policies. Colorado's is especially far-reaching thanks to a decades-old state Supreme Court decision. It says a city can't force developers to set aside affordable units as a part of new rental projects. Communities can have inclusionary housing policies, but they have to offer developers alternatives, like letting them donate land or pay cash into an affordable housing fund. Lopez wants Denver's policy to have more teeth.
If we can't do it now, how can that be possible? How can this tool be unlocked?
And Lopez says the answer is a change in the law. And now he has an ally at the state capitol.
I think that municipalities should be able to have a full set of policy options to decide what makes the most sense for them.
This is State Senator Julie Gonzalez of Denver. She's part of a new class of progressive Democratic lawmakers elected to Colorado State House last November. And she's working on a bill that scraps the statewide rent control ban entirely, opening the door to rent regulation for the first time in more than 30 years. Advocates say that'll set off some alarm bells.
I mean, obviously, rent control is kind of a stigmatized topic.
That's Andrea Chiribogo-Flor, a housing organizer with 9to5 Colorado. The group is part of a coalition pushing Gonzalez's bill and says rent control doesn't mean freezing or rolling back rents, but it would let cities limit rent increases.
It could be a cap increase of 5% a year. It could be a temporary stabilization of rent. And that's why we really think it makes sense to give local control so cities can address it the way that makes sense in each city.
That way, she says Denver could craft policies to slow gentrification, or ski towns could look for ways to build housing for workers. But opponents say it's not so simple.
Rent control is a policy which feels good, it sounds good, it's easy to understand. But rent control has disastrous consequences.
Teo Nicolai is a landlord and vice president for the Apartment Association of Metro Denver. He says price controls can actually hurt renters. And to explain why, he says,
you should think of housing as a game of musical chairs.
People are wandering around looking for a seat, and when the music stops,
when there aren't enough seats to go around, that's when we run into trouble.
It's basic economics, he says. Prices go up when demand outstrips supply.
And the solution to musical chairs is simply add more chairs.
In other words, to stop rising rents, make more housing. Nicolai says rent control makes that harder because developers have less reason to build new units. One Stanford study of rent control in San Francisco found it may have actually accelerated gentrification as landlords replaced apartments with high-end units or condos to avoid the rent caps.
As a Denver native, as a citizen of the city, and as someone who is a kind of a nerd on housing policy, I don't like to see bad policy, and rent control is bad policy.
And key lawmakers at the state capitol agree. Democratic State Senator Angela Williams represents Northeast Denver and chairs the Senate's Business Committee. She says Colorado should address the rising cost of living, but
I don't think that city and county should be in the business of telling businesses how to run their businesses.
That means scrapping or modifying Colorado's rent control ban could be a tough sell, even with Democrats now in full control of state government. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Brash.